Market, the New York Mets versus the Cincinnati Reds. Rheingold Beer brings you National League Baseball with the New York Mets. Rheingold, New York City's largest selling beer. And what a remarkable thing that is. In New York, a city of so many different people with different tastes, one beer has become the favorite. Rheingold Extra Dry. We don't know why so many people like our beer, but we must be doing something right.
Today's game is also brought to you by WGY, your sports station for the Great Northeast. WGY brings you the full schedule of the Mets' regular season games live from major league parks throughout the country.
New York, coming up, the second game of the series between the Mets and the Cincinnati Reds. And tonight it'll be two right-handers opposing each other. For the Cincinnati Reds, Sammy Ellis. For the New York Mets, Jack Hamilton. We'll be checking the starting lineups in a moment, and we'll be back with the start of tonight's game in just 1 minute. And now a word from Cool Filter King.
Hey, want to do your taste a refreshing favor? You do? Then don't settle for dull taste.
Go radio.
Go radio.
Go radio.
Go radio.
America.
Go radio.
Music, weather, sports, and news. The around town the people choose. Go radio.
Go radio.
Go radio.
Go radio. America. Sound habit.
Do 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 do.
Ring 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 ring.
Do 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 do.
Ring 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 ring.
Do do do.
Mother, father, daughter, son, doctor, farmer, everyone.
Go radio.
Go radio.
Go radio.
Here at Shea Stadium in New York, the New York Mets have just taken the field. And quickly, the starting lineup and batting order for the Cincinnati Reds. Third baseman, Tommy Helm. Second baseman, Pete Rose. Center fielder, Veda Pinson. And first baseman, Don Pavletti. Right fielder, Art Shamsky. Left fielder, Darren Johnson. Shortstop, Leo Gardner. Catcher, Johnny Edwards. And pitcher, Sammy Ellis. For the New York Mets, second baseman, Ron Hunt. Third baseman, Ed Pursue. Right fielder, Johnny Lewis. First baseman, Dick Stewart. Left fielder, Ed Cranepool. Center fielder, Cleon Jones. Shortstop Roy McMillan, catcher Jerry Grody, and pitcher Jack Hamblin, who just now has arrived at the mound. Now at Shea Stadium in New York, ladies and gentlemen, our national anthem. His warm-up tosses. This broadcast comes to you through the courtesy of Rheingold Breweries Incorporated, the Brown and Williamson Tobacco Corporation, and the Sun Oil Company, and is authorized under radio rights granted by the New York Mets solely for the entertainment of our audience. Any publication, reproduction, or other use of the descriptions and accounts of this game without the express written consent of the New York Mets is prohibited. Last night, the Cincinnati Reds won the opening game of this series. That was the first game of the year between these two teams, and accordingly, the Reds moved ahead of the Mets in the National League standings by a scant 6 percentage points. Coming into tonight's game, the Reds have won 13 and lost 15 for a percentage of 464. The Mets have won 11 and lost 13 for a percentage of 458. Both are 7 games behind the league-leading San Francisco Giants, who were defeated last night by the Los Angeles Dodgers 2-1 in Los Angeles in the opening game of that series. Right now, Tommy Helms is up to lead off, and here is Hamilton's first pitch hit on the ground foul, back at third and out of play. Taken on the coaching lines at third by Coach Dave Bristol of the Cincinnati Reds. On the lines at first for the Reds is Roy Sievers. It is a strike one count now to Tommy Helms, who is batting .248. He has one home run and 10 runs batted in. Playing third base these days for the Cincinnati Reds. Right-hander Hamilton's pitch is low and away for a ball. It's 1-1. Jack Hamilton has won 3 games, lost 2. His lifetime record against the Cincinnati Reds is 2 wins and 2 losses. Now a 1-1 delivery to Tommy Helms. Swung on and fouled out. Out of play. Jack Hamilton has beaten the Braves, the Cubs, and the Cardinals, and he has lost to the Braves and the Cubs. In his last start, last Friday, he pitched 6 1/3 innings against the Giants with no decision. That was the game that went 17 innings, finally won by the Giants in the 17th, 5-4 on Davenport's homer. Here's a 1-2 pitch, hit on the ground to third base, taken by Ed Brisseau, up with it, plays on in time, and Helms has grounded out from Brisseau to Dick Stewart. Again, Ken Boyer is here. He is in uniform, but did not participate in the pregame drills. He said that last night when Dr. Peter Lamont, the team physician, injected his right elbow with cortisone, he told him for several days not to hit or throw. Now it is Pete Rose, a switch hitter, up batting left against the right-hand pitcher. Pete Rose is hitting .274. He has 2 home runs and 14 runs batted in. And the pitch is in there for a called strike. Rose has been a tough, tough man for the Mets to get out at any time. This pitch is low for a ball. It's 1-1. The Mets around the infield have Dick Stewart playing first base. And by the way, over 200 members of the Dick Stewart fan club met the big first baseman before tonight's game in the fan club room under the stand. Here's a pitch in for a called strike. 1-2. Manager Wes Wester of the Mets has gone back tonight to the lineup that he used so much in spring training. Ed Cranepool in left field and Swoboda at, or rather, Stewart at first base. Here's a pitch high, 2-2. Cranepool and Swoboda were platooned a great deal in left field in spring training. Here's a 2-2 delivery. Swung on and foul off down the left field line into the seats and out of play. The Mets around the infield have Dick Stewart at first, Ron Hunt at second, Roy McMillan at shortstop, and Ed Brisseau at third. Ed Cranepool in left field, Cleon Jones in center, and Johnny Lewis in right. Jerry Grody is catching tonight. Now a 2-2 delivery. Outside for ball. It's a full count of 3-2 to Pete Rose with Beta Pinson waiting in the on-deck circle for the Cincinnati Reds. The Reds are managed by former Met coach Don Hefner. Here's the payoff pitch. Outside, and Pete Rose draws a walk, throws the bat away, and runs down to first base, which is a habit of his. First base runner of the ball game. Now Veda Pinson's coming up, playing center field tonight. He's hitting .336. He has 1 home run and 11 runs batted in. Now Hamilton's pitch is outside for a ball. This afternoon, the Houston Astros took both ends of a doubleheader from the Chicago Cubs. First game 5-1, the second game 4-2. Houston Astros are riding high with a record right now of 20 wins and 12 losses. Here's a pitch, and it's in there for a called strike. It's one and one. The Dodgers are in third place, four games back of the Giants. They play each other again tonight in Los Angeles. Here is a leisurely throw over to first, not in time. Pete Rose is back safely. Pitch misses outside, 2-1 to Vada Fenson. The Mets are in seventh place with a record of 11 wins and 13 losses. Now the pitch is hit in the air to left field. Trainville going back, and he one-hands the ball for the out. All the way to second. Rose scampers back to first. No advance with two away. Forward lined off the bat of left-hand batter Vada Fenson out into left field. Trainville ranged back, one-handed the ball, and then played it back in as Pete Rose had arrived at second and hustled back to the bag at first. Don Pavletti coming up. Hitting 316 with three home runs and eight runs batted in. He had a double and a homer here last night to drive in two runs. Playing first base in place of Tony Perez out with a shoulder bruise. Here's a pitch swung on and missed the strike one. Normally Perez. Is in there at first, or Gordon Coleman, one or the other. But manager Hefner decided to leave the hot bat in there, Don Pavletti. Got Art Shamsky in the lineup, too. Shamsky's out there on deck. He's been a hot bat of late for the Reds. Here's a pitch outside for ball. It's 1-1. That pitcher, Tug McGraw, had x-rays taken today of his left elbow that bothered him last night, forcing him to leave the ballgame. He's to be examined by Dr. Peter Lamont here at the ballpark tonight. Here's a pitch missing outside. It's 2-1 to Pavletti, who is a right-hand batter. Hamilton takes a moment, turning his back to the plate, looking around the outfield. Now comes back up to look in for a sign from Jerry Grody, the Mets catcher. Stewart holds against the runner at first, and here's the 2-1 pitch. Swung on and missed. It's 2-2. Now off the stretch, Hamilton with a 2-2 delivery, and it's inside low, runs the count full at 3-2. There are two men out, so Pete Rose at first base will be moving on the pitch. No score, top half of the first inning. Single game here tomorrow afternoon between the Mets and the Reds will conclude the current homestand. Hamilton checks now. Rose is running. Pitch is swung on and fouled off to the right side, out of play. Might have been out of the strike zone outside, but Pavletti didn't want to take any chances, so he got the end of the bat on it to foul it off. The count holds at 3-2. Now the pitch, swung on and lined into right field for a base hit. Rose is on his way to third. The throw is lobbed into Hunt at second from Johnny Lewis, and pulling up safely at third is Rose, who of course was running on the pitch, and Pavletti hits the 3-2 pitch on a line to right field for a base hit. Now it's Art Shamsky coming up. That's the first hit of the ballgame for Pavletti. Shamsky is hitting 379. He has six home runs to lead the Reds in that department, and he has 12 runs batted in. Left hand batter, and he has been red hot for the Reds. Hamilton now off the stretch with runners leading at first and third, and the pitch outside low for a ball. You never can tell about the development of ball players. Bing Devine, now the assistant to the president of the Mets, likes to tell about the days when he was the general manager in St. Louis, and Art Shamsky used to hang around there trying to get somebody to sign him. Up now for the Reds, and the pitch is low for a ball. 2-0 to Shamsky. Waiting on deck is Darren Johnson. Hamlin has gone behind 2-0. Here's the pitch. And he misses low and away. So it's three balls and no strikes now to Shamsky. He looks down to Coach Dave Bristol at third to see if he's taking on 3-0 or if he is free to swing away if he likes it. There are two men out. There is no score. Hamlin's pitch. Taken low. Ball four. And the bases are loaded. Two walks have been issued here in the first inning by Hamlin. It will bring up Darren Johnson, who led the league in runs batted in last year. Johnson right now is hitting 144. He has three home runs and five runs batted in. Last year, Darren Johnson knocked in 130 runs and had 32 home runs. Pitches outside for a ball. 1-0 the count for Johnson, and Jerry Grody, the catcher, calls time and goes to the mound. He wants to try to settle Hamlin down a little bit. The bases are loaded with two men out. There's action down in the Met bullpen now. Dennis Reiband and Gordon Richardson, a right-hander and a left-hander, throwing in the Met bullpen. Hamlin with a 1-0 pitch to Darren Johnson. High and tight. It's two balls and no strikes. And no place to put him. Leo Cardenas is waiting on deck for the Redbirds. Or rather, for the Red Legs. The Cincinnati Reds, manager Don Hefner. The 2-0 pitch, swung on and fouled off. He ripped the 2-0 and fouled it off. So the count now is two balls and one strike. The American League, the Cleveland Indians are on top with a record of 19 wins and 6 losses. Baltimore in second place, 2 games out. We'll keep you posted on scores of other games as we go along here tonight. Here's a 2-1 pitch. Swung on and hit. It's 2-2. Hamlin trying to pitch himself out of trouble here now. But he isn't out of it yet. Tugs at his cap. Again. Needs a big pitch in this circumstance. Here's a 2-2 delivery. Foul back and out of play. Darren Johnson. Got enough of it to stay alive at 2-2. Now Hamlin starts to work. 2-2 delivery. High for a ball. So it's a full count of 3-2. Two men out, the base is loaded, and that means that all three runners will be moving on the pitch. You'll see the carousel spinning here. Hamlin turns to work off the stretch. Steps off the rubber. Goes to the Rosenbach. Runners take their lead at first, second, and third. They're running a payoff pitch, and it is low. He walks, and a run is forced in. Pete Rose comes across the plate, and the Reds lead by a score of 1-0. Bases are still loaded. Two men out, and Leo Cardenas is coming up. The 3-2 pitch just missed. That's the third walk issued this inning by Hamlin. Darren Johnson gets a run batted in for drawing the walk, but the bases loaded. Leo Cardenas is a right-hand batter hitting 287. He has 2 home runs and 10 runs batted in. Hamlin works straight away. A swing and a miss for strike one. takes a look. The runner at third. Here's the pitch.
Swung on and popped up foul. It might be playable as Jordy comes back to the barrier, but this one drifts into the stands out of play. Two strike count. Billy O'Cartness. Two men out, bases loaded. Athletic is third, Shamsky is second, Darren Johnson at first. The umpire behind the plate is Al Barlick, and Leo Cardenas has asked that Barlick examine the ball. He does, leaves it in play. Huggy Donatelli is the umpire at first. Stan Landis at second, Mel Steiner at third. Here's a pitch high, and it's 1-2. McMillan, who makes the catch. McMillan taking it for the out. The Reds got a run on one hit, three walks, no errors, and three left. And the score at the end of a half inning is the Reds one and the Mets coming to bat. Should we stop to think of how many lonesome travelers there are here in yonder and how thirsty they get?
Well, I am a lonely and a lonesome traveler. I am a lonely and a lonesome traveler. I am a lonely and a lonesome traveler. I've been a-traveling on. I traveled here and then I...
From California to New York, the American folk singer travels here and yonder, carrying with him the music of the whole world and its peoples. And sometimes when the traveling gets thirsty, he puts down his guitar and accompanies himself with a cold beer, maybe Rheingold. And in New York City, where more songs and travelers stop than anywhere else in the world, more people buy Rheingold Extra Dry than any other beer. How come? Maybe it's the Oregon hops we use. Who knows? But we must be doing something right.
For the New York Mets, it'll be Ron Hunt coming up to lead off, facing right-hander Sammy Ellis. Ellis has won one game and lost five so far this year. Against the Mets last year, Ellis won three and lost one. His lifetime record against the Mets is five wins and one loss.
Number 33.
His only win this season for the Reds was over the Phillies, 3-2 on April 24th. He has lost to the Pirates twice, the Giants, the Dodgers, and the Braves. Now Ron Hunt, who has hit safely in his last six games. Over that stretch, he's gone 13 to 27. That's a mark of 481. He has reached base safely in his first at-bat in each of the last five games with four hits and a walk. Ron Hunt, a right-hand batter. Sammy Ellis, a right-hand pitcher. And it's in there for a called strike. The Reds on the field have Don Pavletic at first, Pete Rose at second, Leo Cardenas at short, and Tommy Helms at third. Darren Johnson in left, Veda Benson in center, Art Chamsky in right. Johnny Edwards, Chachy. Now the pitch swung on and hit in the air to right field. Art Chamsky moves over, he has it lined up, and Chamsky makes the catch. So Hunt flies off to right, one away, and Ed Brisseau is coming up. Brisseau is hitting an even 200. He has one home run and five runs batted in. Last night, the Mets were shut out by hard-throwing right-hander Jim Maloney of the Reds, who allowed them only two hits, one by Hunt and one by Ron Swoboda. Foul ball, back and out of play. Strike one is count. Sammy Ellis gets his pass from Johnny Edwards. Breaking ball's high for a ball. One and one. This afternoon, in the first game of doubleheader at Wrigley Field in Chicago, the Houston Astros beat the Chicago Cubs 5-1.
Dave Gutsy all the way for the win. Ernie Rolio took the loss. Ted Abernathy relieved him in the eighth inning. Lee May and Rusty Staub at Houston home run. Here's a ground ball, and it's going to short. Taken by Cardenas and played on in time. Pitcher Sammy Ellis stabbed at the ball at the mound. Did not come up with it. Pursue grounds out short to first. Two away, and Johnny Lewis is the batter. Lewis is hitting 260. One home run and 10 runs batted in. The second game of that doubleheader at Wrigley Field, Houston beats the Chicago Cubs 4-2. Robin Roberts got the win. Claude Rayron relieved him in the seventh. Dick Ellsworth took the loss. John Bateman had a home run for Houston, and Adolfo Phillips had one for Chicago. Tonight, at the end of an inning, the St. Louis Cardinals nothing, the Philadelphia Phillies nothing. Bob Gibson against Jim Bunning. The warm-ups in Pittsburgh, Ken Johnson for Atlanta, and Vernon Law for the Pittsburgh Pirates. And the Giants play the Dodgers in a much later start in Los Angeles. Right here, the Cincinnati Reds are leading the Mets by a score of 1-0. Mets batting in the bottom half of the first inning. Here's a pitch high to Johnny Lewis. The American League, it's all-night action. The Yankees are in Detroit in the latest start. The end of 2.5 innings, Washington nothing, Cleveland nothing. Speed record against Sonny Siebert. And time has been called because of rain in Cleveland at the end of 2.5. There's a check swing foul ball. It's 1-1 to Johnny Lewis. The end of an inning and a half, Boston nothing, Baltimore nothing. Earl Wilson against Jim Palmer. First game of a twilight doubleheader in Kansas City. The California Angels nothing, Kansas City A's nothing. Marcelino Lopez against Hunter in the first game. And the Chicago White Sox are at Minnesota against the Twins, latest start. Here's a pitch high and away to Lewis, 2-1. Johnny Lewis batting number 3 in the Met batting order. Wide stance at the plate. 2-1 pitch. Swung on and missed. It's 2-2 now to Lewis with 2 away. And Dick Stewart waiting in the on-deck circle. As you know, here at Shea Stadium, there are certain dates set aside when fans can come in and meet their favorite players. And tonight was Dick Stewart Fan Club night here at the stadium. 2-2 delivery. Foul off and out of play. Count holds at 2-2. Tomorrow afternoon's game starts at 2 p.m. And Jim O'Toole will be pitching for the Cincinnati Reds and Jack Fisher for the New York Mets. That will conclude this homestand. Right after tomorrow's game, the Mets will be flying directly to San Francisco. They'll take on the Giants on Friday night, Saturday afternoon, 2 on Sunday. 2-2 pitch. Swung on and missed. A strikeout for Sammy Ellis, his first of the ball game. He got the Mets in order with no runs, no hits, no errors, and none left. And the score at the end of an inning is the Reds 1 and the Mets nothing. When the Mets come back off of the road trip, they'll be in for 18 games on the next homestand. So perhaps you'd like to be about the business of getting your ticket for upcoming games at Shea Stadium. And there are a wide variety of convenient ticket locations where you can do that. For instance, the advanced ticket window here at Shea Stadium is open 7 days a week. It's open 8 to 6 on weekdays and 9 to 5 on Saturdays and Sundays. And there's a Mets ticket office at Grand Central Station at the foot of the 42nd Street and Vanderbilt Avenue ramp. Open weekdays 8 to 6 and Saturdays 8:30 to 4. There's another at Pennsylvania Station in the Long Island Railroad waiting room. Also open weekdays 8 to 6 and Saturdays 8:30 to 4. There's a Mets ticket office at Macy's in Huntington, Long Island in the Walt Whitman Shopping Center, open during regular store hours. In addition, reservations for box and reserve seats may be made at all Howard closed stores during regular store hours and also at any branch of the manufacturer's Hanover Trust Company during banking hours. Tickets may be obtained by mail by writing Ticket Manager, Shea Stadium, Flushing, New York. Box seats are $3.50 each. Reserve seats are $2.50 each, enclosed 25 cents additionally with each order to cover mailing costs. For the Cincinnati Reds, the number 8 man in the batting order, catcher Johnny Edwards, is up to lead off. Edwards is hitting 190. He has 2 home runs and 8 runs batted in. He is a left-hand batter. Was a collegiate star at Ohio State University. Swing and a ground ball going through the hole into right field for a base hit. A leadoff single for Johnny Edwards. And that will bring up Sammy Ellis, the pitcher who has been up 12 times and had 2 hits. He's hitting 167. The Reds are leading 1-0. Ellis is a left-hand batter, despite the fact that he is a right-hand pitcher. The Mets have to protect against the sacrifice possibility here. Stewart holds against the runner at first. Here's the pitch. Ellis squares and doesn't offer. It's low for a ball. He's in bunting position, did not offer. So it's ball one to Ellis. Tommy Helms, the leadoff man, next up, has moved out to the on-deck circle now. Here's the pitch. Outside. And again, Ellis squared and did not offer. In the first inning, the Reds got only one hit off down off of Jack Hamilton. That was by Don Pavletti. But Hamilton walked three. He walked Aaron Johnson with the bases loaded to force him the run that the Reds got in the first inning. 2-0 pitch. Bunted up into the air, and it's taken a drop by Hamilton. He throws to second for the force to relay to first, and a double play. Hamilton wisely did not catch the ball in the air. He decoyed it, let it drop, took it on one hop, fired to McMillan and on to first because Ellis was not running at all at the plate. It's a double play that goes 1-6-3 if you're scoring. Two men out and nobody on base. In bunting the ball, Ellis popped it right up towards the mound. Hamilton was underneath, and he just let it drop. Seeing that Ellis was not running, picked it up on the first hop and fired it on down to McMillan. And on the other end at first base was Ron Hutt. So make it 1-6-4 if you're scoring for the double play because Stewart was charging this position at first. Helms takes high for a ball. Two away, nobody on base. So it was a bit of fast thinking on the part of Jack Hamilton that resulted in that double play. Here's a swing and a drive in the air to deep center field. But Cleon Jones gets back there and Camps comes in a step and makes the cut. The side is out with no runs on one hit, no errors and none left. Score at the end of an inning and a half is the Reds one and the Mets nothing. Now here's a word from Sunoco.
It's the top of the evening to you when you tune to WGY, the tops in information, the tops in entertainment. At 6 o'clock, WGY brings you the complete news roundup. 15 minutes of national, international, and up-to-the-minute local news that has shaped the day. At 6:20, it's time to visit Kelly's Corner for good talk and relaxing listening. The quiet charm of Kelly's Corner is compounded of music that blends easily with intimate dining and stories of the odd, strange, and curious that are interspersed through the show. How about the title Tuxedo Junction? Bring on a nostalgic mood? Then you won't want to miss Kelly's Club at 8:05 on WGY. If you live through the big band era, or one of the younger ones who have started the big revival, then this is the listening for you. We've been among the big bands, and we bring you the best of a never-to-be-duplicated era. Make every evening exciting listening time by tuning to WGY.
We're going to the bottom of the second. Before we do, we pause for station identification. This is the New York Mets Baseball Network.
This is the voice of the Mets in the Great Northeast, WGY Schenectady, a General Electric station. The time is 8:30.
This is Lindsey Nelson with Ralph Kanner and Bob Murphy here at Shea Stadium in New York, and Dick Stewart is coming up to lead off for the Mets. Dick Stewart is hitting 136. He has one home run and two runs batted in. Earlier this year, of course, was on the disabled list with a pull muscle in the rib cage. Has played very little. This is only the ninth game in which he has participated. He's been up only 22 times. Right-hand power hitter facing right-hand pitcher Sammy Ellis. And it's a swing and a miss for strike one. Sammy Ellis is 25 years of age. Last year, he won 22 games for the Cincinnati Reds and lost 10. This year, he's won one and lost five. Swinging a foul ball back and out of play. A two-strike count to Stewart. Yogi Berra on the coaching lines at first for the Mets. And Whitey Herzog is the Mets coach at third. That is the usual alignment of manager Wes Welker. Coach Sheriff Robinson stays in the dugout with the manager. Coach Harvey Haddock is in the bullpen. Here's a pitch and it's high. One and two. Center fielder Veda Benson has moved way around toward left as the Reds play Dick Stewart full. 1-2 pitch. Swung on and loose in the right field. Coming on is Chamsky. He makes the catch of the liner. For the out. One away. That'll bring up Ed Cranefield playing left field tonight, hitting 200. He has four home runs and 13 runs batted in. Say, next Sunday, the greatest Irish football and hurling players will assemble at Gailey Park in the Bronx to compete in games for the annual Cardinal Christian Charities Program. Ryan Gold Glories has made it possible for 15 of Ireland's greatest athletes to come here to compete in these rough and tumble games, including Christy Ring, the Babe Ruth of hurling. See this Ryan Gold sports special next Sunday at Gaelic Park. That pitch is low for a ball. One out delivery, swung on and foul back, gets out of play. 1-1 to Cranesville. The Cincinnati Reds are leading here by a score of 1-0. Little tight across the letters, driving Cranesville out. It's 2-1. Ellis looks for his sign. Pitch is a little high, so he goes behind 3-1 to Ed Cranesville. Yeah, Ellis is set to work. 3-1 pitch. In there for a foul strike. It's 3-2. Al Barlick is umpiring behind the plate tonight. He really sounds off on the strike call. He's the senior umpire in the National League. He was a protege of the late Bill Clemp, who kept him right at his side when Al first came up. Payoff pitch, swung on and fouled off out of play. Full count of 3-2. If you've ever seen an umpire tutored meticulously in every phase of the trade, that is the way that Bill Clemp tutored Al Barlick. Now the 3-2 delivery. It's fouled on the left field line and in the seats out of play. Given a run by third baseman Tommy Helms, but he can't get to it. So the count continues at 3-2. You'll recall that Jack O'Connell, the National League umpire for many years, retired at the close of last season. Here's a payoff pitch. Low, and Cranesville draws a walk. I'll bring up Cleon Jones. It's the first time the Mets have had a base runner since the second inning last night when Swoboda got a base hit. Because after that, Jim Maloney pitched perfect baseball. And Sammy Ellis tonight had retired four consecutive batters until Cranesville drew his walk. Cleon Jones up, hitting 304 with two homers and 12 runs batted in. Johnny Edwards walks a few steps out in front of the plate, looking into the dugout, and Don Hefner is repositioning his outfielders. He wants his right fielder, Archansky, moved over toward the line. He's playing Cleon Jones to go to the opposite field. Of course, Don Hefner would know these Met ball players as well as anybody. For the last 2 years, he was a Met coach. Now the pitch. And it's low for a ball. We started to say that last year, Jack O'Connell retired. There had been the discussion about seniority because while Barlick began as a National League umpire before Connell did, 1957, Barlick was out of action with a heart condition for the year. Here's a 1-0 pitch, and it's high for a ball. 2-0. Leon Jones at the plate with one man out and a runner at first. Cincinnati leading the Mets by a score of 1-0 in the bottom half of the second inning. First baseman Don Pavletti goes against the runner Cranesville. The 2-0 delivery to Jones. Swung on it on the ground to short. Could be a double play. Cardenas over to Rose for one. Throw to first. A double play. So the side is retired. It goes 6-4-3 if you're scoring. No runs, no hits, no errors, and none left. Score at the end of two full innings is the Reds 1 and the Mets nothing. One of the big, big occasions at Jay Stadium each year is the occasion when the old-timers come back to play a brief game and to be introduced to the fans. It's always a nostalgic occasion. Good day for fathers to bring sons out and show them who the heroes were in their day. Well, this year, it's going to be observed at night. Instead of Old Timers Day, it'll be Old Timers Night on Saturday, July 30th. And the number one guest of honor will be the Met's greatest old-timer, Casey Stengel, because that will be Casey's 76th birthday. And in honor of Casey, the 1950 All-Star baseball game will be reenacted. That was the first one that Casey ever managed in. It was a 14-inning classic. Ralph Kiner hit a home run to tie it up in the ninth inning, and then Red Chamberlain hit a home run to win it for the National Leaguers in the 14th. Leo DeRocher, who is bringing his Chicago Cubs in for a regularly scheduled game that night, will manage the National Leaguers. Casey will manage the American Leaguers. That's Saturday evening, July 30th. Old Timers Night tickets are now on sale. Coming in here now for the play-by-play, Mr. Ralph Kiner.
Thank you, Lindsay, and hi there, everyone. And what do you mean by old timers? It's the top of the third. A 1-0 game. The Reds lead, and the first batter up will be Pete Rose for Cincinnati. And Jack Hamilton's first pitch is hit down the first, taken by Dick Stewart with a backhand slap. He makes it to the bag in time for the out. So in the second and now in the third, the first man up has hit the first pitch. After Hamilton in the first was wild and walked three batters, the fourth in one run with one of the walks. That'll bring up Mabel Pinkston, the center fielder. Mabel lined out in the left field his first time up. He went weak from the walk his first time up. So his average now dipping under 274, the average 11 he came into the game. And a swing at a changeup at strike one. Something with a hard swing. And Jack Hamilton in front with a one strike count. Reds lead 1-0. They have one run on two hits. Pitch back to the plate. It's called a ball. It's one ball and one strike. Pinkston batting 333 at one time. Through last year, the last 27 games of last year, and this year he had hit in 31 consecutive ball games. Next pitch back is rolling inside, it's down two. The all-time record, as you all know, is held by Joe DiMaggio, who had in 56 consecutive games. Two balls, one strike, Hamilton back again, and a changeup in the swing of it. Two balls, two strikes. Pinkston, a very fast runner. Infield has to shorten up. The outfield playing straight away, not too good. Pitch back is low and away, and it's ball three. And Jack Hamilton has gone all the way with Beta Pinkston. The on-deck batter is the first baseman, Don Pavletti. Reds one, and that's nothing. We're in the top of the third, one man out. And the 3-2 pitch to Pinkston is taken low and away, and it's ball four. And Jack Hamilton has now walked his fourth man in this game. Pinkston at first base, one out, and the batter at the first baseman, Don Pavletti. Don Singles to right field his first time up on a 3-2 pitch. He's batting 328. Had a home run in last night's game to run his total to three. He has driven in 8 runs. Don is basically a catcher. He's played 3 games at first base this year, including today's game. Pitches inside and Pavletti takes the pitch and now steps out of the batter's box and looks down at the coach at third base for any further shot. One strike down the scoreboard. Throw to first base. No tag made by Dick Stewart. Beta Pinkston just barely off the bag when the throw was made there. Beta, good base runner. And the next pitch is a curveball that breaks in. Curveball at the knees. A good wide-breaking curve by Jack Hamilton. That is one of the few that Jack has thrown in this ballgame. He has been relying mainly on fastballs. Reds think he might have thrown a spitter to him. He had the ball looked at a couple of times. Now Hamilton steps up again, and the pitch back to the plate. It swung on a miss. And he's down now one ball and two strikes. First pitch, scoreboard had up as a strike, but we didn't see Al Bodick's hand go up, and that was why I had some hesitancy about calling the pitch. And now it's been proven out that it was called a ball. One ball, two strikes. Now the pitch back, and Curry's a swing and a nice strike three, and Jack Hamilton picks up his first strikeout in the ballgame, his second out here in the top of the third, and it will bring up Art Champstein. Reds lead him 1-0. Hard walks in four pitches his first time up to keep his average at .379. He's had six home runs, and he has driven in 12 runs. He's been at bat 29 times. A lob throw to first base. Stewart makes the tag, but Leda Pinson was on the bag. Chansky has good power. Left hand batter. So this time hard to first, and Pinson just dives in ahead of the drive. Throws up a little bit too high, but I've been down low. They might have had him. Pinson has one stolen base this year. Pitch to the plate is high and outside. It's ball one. That's ball missing. Jansky earned a stay with Cincinnati last year with a great spurt. Not a 1-0 pitch. It's hit foul out of play. Sonny got him 1-1. It is the club at home runs with a six. Near side. It runs batted in. And second place on the Reds with Tony Perez, who normally plays at first base. Tony's out with a bad shoulder. Club leader in that department is Pete Rose with 14. Reds have a team batting average of .241. From the first base, Simpson back without a tag. Throw backhanded by Stewart was offline. He had no chance to make it down. Ball is down and in toward home plate. One ball, one strike. Hamilton sets up again. And the pitch. Hit out to left field. Coming in, the left fielder Eddie Greenfall. And he makes the catch. No runs, no hits, no errors, a walk, and a man left on base. And the score at the end of 2.5. The Reds won, the Mets nothing. What do Mexican street musicians do when they get thirsty? Listen, you'll find out.
Let's take a look at a typical morning at your house. Dad has just left for work. And the lady of the house is just about to settle down the youngest member of the tribe. Settle down now. Now you've just made very short work of all the breakfast dishes. Now you're all set to relax with music on the Jerry Ducey Show. I'm here every day at 8:10 of the dial from 10:15 to 11:30. I wish you'd listen in. It'll help keep a young fellow off the streets. That's me.
Jack Hamilton, who is dueling with Sammy Ellis. Sammy has given up no runs. He has not allowed a hit so far in pitching to six batters. He has walked one and struck out one. Double play, we got the side 1-2-3 after the walk, if you want to go that far, in the second. First batter will be Roy McMillan and Jerry Grody, and then the pitcher Jack Hamilton. And the right-hander with his first pitch, it's in first ball strike. Roy, a right-hand batter, hitting .143. He's had 10 base hits this year and 70 times up. And the pitch back to him is inside. This time a fastball. One ball, one strike. Roy's driven in four runs. He has no home runs. Has two base hits. All of his extra base hits. Roy had one home run this spring. 1-1 pitch is fouled out of play. Ball coming over the top. It's one ball and two strikes. Well, we're loaded with banners here tonight. What a few fraternity banners around. Three cutters and all. Ground ball hit down to the right side of second base. Pete throws, moves to his right, comes up with the ball, gets the ball in front of him, throws over to first base for the out. One away in the bottom half of the third, the Reds lead 1-0, and it brings up Jerry Grody. Jerry batting .261. He has 12 hits. He's been about 46 times. Two extra base hits, both doubles. And he has driven in one run.
Sammy Ellis, big jaw right-hander with a record of 1-5 this year. And his first pitch is a big overhand curve. It's in for all strikes. Final game of the series tomorrow. It'll be Jack Fisher against Jim O'Toole. One strike pitch. Curve ball, this one in the dirt. One ball, one strike. It'll be a day game tomorrow. Game time will be at 2 o'clock. And the Mets take four. Four Greeley's line. Go West, young man. Out to San Francisco, Houston, then Los Angeles. One ball, one strike. The pitcher checking the swing. Lined right by Jack Hamilton in the on-deck circle and off the front of the dugout. Ball bouncing back on the playing field. 1-2. One thing about Jack, nothing phases him at all. That ball is wide over the top of his head. Might have been even closer than that. Might have gone right by him. Jack swings the bat from the on-deck circle. 1-2 pitch, grounded out toward the first base side of second base. Fielded by Steve Rose back in the grass. A good play. This throw to first base picks up the second out here in the bottom half of the third. And it brings up Jack Hamilton. Jack and Sammy Ellis dueling so far in the ballgame. It's a 1-0 game in favor of the Reds. Jack has had two hits and 14 times up, and he fouls the first pitch out of play. One strike, Jack. Johnny Everett's coming all the way back to see if he could get to the ball, but he couldn't get to it. The ball going about five or six rows back in the stand. One strike, Jack. And Sammy Ellis back to work. Next pitch is a curveball. Hamilton sort of moving away, takes a halfway swing at it, fouls it down the dirt. It's strike two. Jack was starting to bail out, saw the ball break, and then tried to stay in and still hit the ball. So Sammy Ellis is at a two-strike count with two out in the bottom half of the third. Reds lead 1-0. And the right-hander back again with a good curve, a swing and a miss, strike three. Sammy picking up his second strikeout in the ballgame, both coming on curveballs. And he has now worked through the entire batting order without giving up a base hit or a run. And the score at the end of three, the Reds won, and that's nothing. Now a word from Cool Filter King.
So you're a specialist, well, so is WGY. WGY caters to almost all of you who have an outstanding interest. Does the first blade of green grass head you for your gardening gear? Then tune in Garden Talk at 9:30 every Saturday morning. Ernie Tatro will be by the telephone along with Bill Starr and Don Christman of the Quality Bulb and Garden Center to answer your questions and help solve your gardening problems. Thrilled to the sport of King, so does Howard Tupper. He shares his enthusiasm and his knowledge with you every Monday through Friday at 6:15 on Track Talk. Enjoy the intriguing behind-the-scenes view of Raking with Tupper every evening. If you're a jazz connoisseur, Tuesday evening at 8:15 is going to be the high spot of your week. Just Jazz with Randy English is just that. From Dixieland to real cool jazz, the listening Tuesday night is fabulous. If you're a specialist, remember, so is WGY, a specialist to bring you the best in information and entertainment all day long.
It's the top of the fourth. The Reds leading by a score of 1-0 as they come up against Jack Hamilton for their fourth try. Reds scored a run in the first when Pete Rose walked. He then was moved to third when John Pavletti singled the right field on a 3-2 pitch. Then Art Stramski walked to load up the bases, and then Aaron Johnson walked, the fourth in the run. Hamilton has given up one run, allowed two hits. One hit to Pavletic, the other hit going to Johnny Edwards. And now he'll be pitching to Darren Johnson. The first pitch lined over second base in the center field at base hit. So Darren, who walked in the 3-2 pitch to drive in a run, now gets on first base, hitting the first pitch, which the Reds have done in the last three innings. Heads him up with two base hits and an out, hitting the very first pitch of the inning. That'll bring up Leo Cardenas, the shortstop. Leo popped it short, but the base is loaded in the first for the final out of the inning. Reds lead 1-0. Aaron Johnson at first base with a short lead. The first pitch by Hamilton from the stretch position is high and tight at ball one. Reds have had base runners in every inning of this ball game. We're in the top of the fourth, no one out. Now Hamilton sets again. And his pitch back to the plate is a fastball over the outside corner, a called strike. Hamilton's had a good fastball, but he has been missing. Going to 3-2 on many batters. He has given up three walks on 3-2 pitches. Also a single. Now at 1-1, the pitch to the plate is swung on a miss. This one he had right on by Cardenas as he swung after the ball was in the catcher's glove. So it's one ball and two strikes. Seen some hard throwers in Jim Maloney and Jack Hamilton in the first two games of this three-game series. Maloney blazing fast. 1-2 pitch is flatter. That pitch foul out of the way. And on the swing, Leo Cardenas had to throw his bat at the ball to get a piece of it. He now goes out to pick up his bat, which was about 40 feet in front of home plate. Jack Hamilton saw it there and just turned his back and walked to the mound. There is no courtesy in baseball. In fact, most managers frown on it. They don't like to have even the batter pick up the catcher's mask after he has chased a foul ball. This is supposed to be a battle. One ball, two strikes, and the pitch to Cardenas. The side-on pitch it down to a third. It's a fair ball, a tough play for Basu. He throws over the second base, and it was in the dirt. Picked up by Ron Hunt for the fourth play there. So a fine play by Ron Hunt as he made the fourth play there, getting the lead runner, Darren Johnson, at second. That ball was in the dirt, and a tough play all the way around. Basu had to move over into foul territory to come up with the ball. Then he flipped underhandedly to second base, where Ron Hunt dug it out. Exchanging at first base, Leo Cardenas. Now the batter will be Johnny Edwards. Johnny had a base hit his first time up. He's batting 203. And the first pitch is almost a wild pitch. Jerry Jordy had to move out quickly to catch it with one hand high and away. Cardenas at first base, a good base runner. He has one stolen base. Reds lead 1-0. Leo bluffs is going, and the pitch to the plate is high. Curveball, missing ball two. Two balls, no strikes. Two balls, no strikes. Cardenas standing still at first is not going. The pitch is almost a wild pitch again, way outside and high at ball three. So Jack Hamilton is at 3-0 on Johnny Edwards. One man out. We're in the top of the fourth. The Reds lead 1-0, and they're on deck batter, the pitcher, Sammy Ellis. Now Jack sets again, and the pitch to the plate, high and away, it's ball four. So four in a row to watch Johnny Edwards. That moves Leo Cardenas down to second base in scoring position. And with one man out, the batter will be Sammy Ellis. And he's being called over towards the third base coach, Dave Bristol, for a little conversation there, while Jerry Goody talks with Jack Hamilton. Three of Jack's pitches were almost wild pitches in that last sequence. Fifth walk given up by Jack. And now Sammy Ellis, the left-hand batter, stepping in. Sam bunted into a double play his first time up. Has two hits and 13 times up. His first pitch is bunted on, back to the mound. A chance at third. The throw there does not go, and now to first base. And the ball is dropped by Ron Hunt, but the out call is given as Ron was coming off, and we're going to have an argument. First base umpire, Artie Donatelli, did indicate that he dropped the ball throwing, and now Don Hefner, thinking the call had been an out call, goes on back as Donatelli says it was not an out call. Here comes Les Westrum to argue. Going to be charged an error on Ron Hunt as Donatelli had both sides confused there as he gave a call that looked like an odd call, which would indicate that he had thought that Ron, in coming off the bag, dropped the ball and throwing. But now Donatelli has indicated he did not give that call, and Les Westrum is arguing that he did. On that bunt, it was a hard bunt back to the mound, and Jack Hamilton picked it up and looked at third and had a play there. He had a very good chance to get the man there. He did not throw there. He wheeled around and then threw to first base. The throw was a difficult throw to handle as Ron Hunt came over to first base. It was in toward the runner, and Ron dropped the ball. So now the Reds have the bases loaded. Rockefeller is credited for Sammy Ellis's record. The batter is Tommy Helms, and the first pitch of the curve that breaks over and in for a call strike. Tommy is 0 for 2 in the game. Bases loaded, the Mets playing their infield back, hoping for the double play, with the exception of Dick Stewart, who is playing in at first. Helms batting 243, a right-hand batter. Reds lead 1-0. And the pitch to play again occurred, this one low and away. That evens out at 1-1. One ball, one strike, one man out, top of the fourth. The Mets trying to fight their way out of this jam. Here's the 1-1 pitch. It's outside, ball two. So now Jack Hamilton has got 2-1. Let's have the bullpen up again. Gordon Richardson warming up in the bullpen, a left-hander. Hamilton gets the sign, goes into the short windup, comes in with a fastball. Hit down to third, a play at the plate, a fourth play there. And no play on, and the fourth play is picked up at the plate. And the Mets now have picked up their second out, and the runners move up. Over towards and getting to third base, Johnny Edwards. Sammy Ellis is on at second base, and Tommy Helms is at first base with Pete Rose coming up. Left-hand batter against the right-hand pitcher has scored the only run in the ball game. He walked in the first and scored when Derek Johnson walked with the bases loaded. And the first pitch by Hamilton is outside. It's ball one. He's batting 271. Hamilton back with the 1-0 pitch. It's swung on him. A hard, vicious swing. And the count now, 1-1. Pete could not swing any harder than that. He had that one in sight, but couldn't get it. And at 1-1, Hamilton with a fastball that's low. 2-1. Second time in the ballgame, the Reds have had the bases loaded. First time is in the first. Now 2-1, Hamilton back again, and a changeup, a hit foul. Good pitch by Hamilton, rolls out in front, fouled the ball off. So Jack now has even the count, 2-2 with 2 men out here in the top of the fourth. Jerry Grody with the signs out to the mound, and the pitch to the plate. It's one on and missed. He struck him out. Hamilton getting his second strikeout of the game with the bases loaded to retire the side. In the inning, no runs, one hit, one error, a walk, and 3 men left on, and the score at the end of 3.5 innings, the Reds won, the Mets nothing. What does Mr. Donahue do when his daughter and her beau take over the living room? Listen.
Oh, his name is Tiz McGuire, and I'll quickly tell to you, tis me sister he admires, named Katie Donahue. She's fair and fast and sporty, and believe me when I say, every time that he comes walking her, he can hear mother say.
Johnny, get up from the fire, get up and give the man a seat. Don't you see me, Mr. McGuire, at me, for your sister, hey. You know pretty well, he owns a farm a little way out of town. When you get up out of there, be safe and here, let Mr. McGuire sit down.
And in New York City, when Johnny gives up his chair, father, too, may retire from the scene for some peace and quiet and Rheingold Extra Dry. Maybe it's our double fermentation he's fond of. But whatever it is, we must be doing something right.
When you get up out of there, be taking the air, let Mr. McGuire sit down.
Bottom half of the fourth, the Mets coming up as they trail 1-0. And right now we'll pause for station identification. This is the New York Mets Baseball Network.
This is the voice of the Mets in the Great Northeast, WGY Schenectady, the smoothest sound around. The time, 9:03.
Ralph Kiner here along with Lindsey Nelson and Bob Murphy from Shea Stadium. Ron Hunt, the leadoff for the Mets here in the bottom half of the fourth as they trail 1-0. Ron batting against Sammy Ellis for the second time in the game. His first time up, he's wide out to right field and his average now at 315. Ron out for the first time in his first time at batting quite some time. He had reached base safely in his first time at bat in each of his last five ball games. Had four hits and a walk. He takes the first pitch for strike. Sammy Ellis, who has struck out two, walked one, now comes back again, and the pitch is fouled away at strike two. Sam has retired the first nine batters. He walked one in the second, but got a double play to make it three batters in the second. Now pitching to the leadoff man for the second time in the game. It'll be Ron Hunt, Ed Basu, and Johnny Lewis for the right-hander. Two strike count. Ron Hunt waiting patiently. Now Ellis back again. And the pitch is high and tight into the chin of Ron. Count one ball, two strikes. Well, the Houston Astros run a doubleheader. They're in second place and have picked up a full game in the Giants. They trail by two. They beat the Cubs 5-1 and 4-2. 1-2 pitch to Ron, and it's hit high in the air on the first base side. Don Pavletic, the first baseman, by the bag, and he makes the catch. So Sammy Ellis gets his first out in the bottom half of the fourth. The Reds lead 1-0 with Eddie Basu coming up for the Mets. Eddie grounded out to short his first time up. His average now 195. And the first pitch is high. It's ball one. Houston got winning efforts from Dave Justy and also from Robin Roberts over the Cubs. Cubs losing pitchers were Ernie Broglio and Dick Ellsworth. Next pitch is hit out toward left center field. Luke out there coming strongly. They'd have pinched him. He can't get to it. Darren Johnson cuts it off, and the throw-in stops Eddie Basu at first base, but the Mets have their first hit. Their first hit, but one out in the bottom half of the fourth. And it brings up Johnny Lewis. Johnny struck out, swinging his first time up. Batting 255, and the first pitch of the left-hand batter is inside is ball one. Reds lead 1-0. The Mets with a tying run at first base. Reds going to run in the first inning to get out in front. They've been threatening all through the ball game. Now the Mets have their first base runner on a base hit. So the first base cases the two back. No tag made by Pavletic. Sammy Ellis in the set position. His pitch to the plate. Hit hard to right field down the line. Kicks off for extra bases. Coming around from first base is Eddie Basu. He's going to score. Going toward third base, Johnny Lewis. Hill gets away, but teams are going to send him in. Here comes Johnny Lewis, and he scores. The play as the Mets take the lead by scoring two runs. They lead now 2-1 is that Johnny Lewis gets credit for a triple. It's his first this year. He does not get a run batted in as an error has been charged to Pete Rose, letting the throw get away. The error allowing Johnny Lewis to come all the way around. John did get one run batted in, of course, driving in the runner from first base, but he did not get a home run inside the park. Eddie Basu scoring from first base with a tying run, and then Johnny following up his triple, scoring on the air. Now the pitch to Dick Stewart as he comes in is taken high, and it's ball one. hit a soft line drive to right fielder's first time up. He swings and grounds the ball down in the dirt. One ball, one strike. Good with one home run and two runs out of him. On an average of 130. One ball, one strike. Sammy Ellis pitching to Dick Stewart. And the next pitch is a slider. Swung on a miss, strike two. One ball and two strikes. One man out, bottom half of the fourth. The Mets have taken the lead, 2-1. And now Sammy Ellis back again. And the pitch is low, it's ball two. Two balls, two strikes. That's putting back-to-back bases. Their first two in the ballgame. The score, two runs with the aid of the error by Pedro. The second a swing, he did not get too far. It's ball three. Reds didn't like the call. Sammy Ellis coming down off the mound to face up into Al Barnes. Al also got a nod from Javi Donatelli, the first base umpire, as he looked that way. I don't know if he requested any help. Javi nodded his head. No, he did not go through. So it's 3-2. Dick Stewart the batter. And Sammy Ellis tries again. And he misses for ball four. Second walk given up by Sammy Ellis, and both coming on 3-2 pitches. And the Mets now have Stewart at first base with Eddie Greenpool batting. One man out, bottom half of the fourth. The Mets lead 2-1. Greenpool batting 200 with four home runs and 13 runs batted in. And the first pitch to Greenpool is low and it's ball one. Stewart is not being held on at first base by the first baseman Don Pavletti. Quick is not figured to be running. At the end of three, the Cardinals 2, Philadelphia nothing. Bob Gibson against Jim Bunny. Hit back is hit foul down on the first base side. The count evens out at 1-1. At the end of 3.5 innings, Atlanta nothing, Pittsburgh nothing. Ken Johnson against Vernon Law. Vern putting his uniform on for the first time after being on the disabled list for quite some time. In that ball game, time has been called because of rain. Also scheduled, the Giants against the Dodgers in Los Angeles. Incidentally, the Dodgers won an extra innings last night, 2-1. Next pitch to Greenpool is hit foul on the left side. That goes to 1-2. In the American League, the Yankees at Detroit. Mel Stottlemyre pitching for New York against Mickey Lolick. No score after 2.5. Washington playing in Cleveland. Rickard against Sonny Seaver. Time has been called in that ball game. At the end of four, Boston 1, Baltimore nothing. Wilson against Palmer. And it's Ryan Hunter at California 1, Kansas City 1 after 3. Lopez against Hunter. And Chicago scheduled in Minnesota. Peters against Grant. Now a swing and it's strike three. Eddie Greenpool is out. Eddie was trying to check, but he went on through, and the strikeout for Sammy Ellis is third in the ballgame. He now has two men out in the bottom half of the fourth. The Mets have Dick Stewart at first base. They lead 2-1, and the batter's Cleon Jones. Cleon hit into a double play his first time. I hit the ball well to short. And his average now an even 300. First pitch by Sammy Ellis. Too low at the ball. One ball, no strike. Ellis back again. And the pitch is popped up to shallow center. Peter Benson waiting for it as he moves on in. Dick Stewart going around second base on his way to third, but to no avail as Benson makes the catch to retire the side. In the inning, though, the Mets take the lead by scoring two runs on two hits. There was one error. One man left on base as a result of a walk and a score. At the end of four, the Mets 2, the Reds 1. Now, once again, here's Lindsey Nelson. All right, Ralph, the Mets will be leaving town after tomorrow's afternoon game here with the Reds, and they'll be going to San Francisco, to Houston, and to Los Angeles, and then they'll come back to Shea Stadium for a big Memorial Day doubleheader here on Monday,
May 30th, against the Philadelphia Phillies of manager Gene Lawton. Bills will be on the 31st for a night game. And then the Pittsburgh Pirates come in on June 1st, 2nd. It is a night game on the 1st and a night game on the 2nd. Then the Los Angeles Dodgers come to Shea Stadium for their first time this year. The Dodgers in on Friday night, June 3rd, Saturday afternoon, June 4th, and a Sunday doubleheader on June 5th. The 6th is off, and then the Atlanta Braves come back to Shea Stadium for their second time this year. Night games on the 7th and 8th and 9th of June. Then the Cincinnati Reds will be back here on the 10th, 11th, and 12th. So it's a big, big homestand, with the Cardinals coming in for a twilight doubleheader on June 13th and an afternoon game on the 14th. Tickets are now on sale for any or all of those games. As we go to the fifth inning, Veda Pinson, left-hand batter is up. Jack Hamblin pitches outside for ball one. Four inning totals for the Mets, two runs on two hits and one error. For the Cincinnati Reds, one run on three hits and one error. Jack Hamblin again starts to work. The pitch to Pinson, and it's on away for a ball. 2-0. Hamblin has walked five here tonight in the first four innings. He walked three men in the first inning. One in the third and one in the fourth. Then started struggling along. Here's a pitch high, so he goes behind Pinson now. Three balls and no strikes. The Mets are leading by a score of 2-1. With Pinson at the plate, Don Pavletic is swinging about on deck. Pinson all set to take here. Here's a 3-0 delivery. And it is low and away. He takes and walks. That is the sixth base on balls issued tonight by Jack Hamblin, who has struck out two. And it is the third time tonight that the Cincinnati Reds have managed to get their leadoff man on base in an inning. Don Pavletic has singled a right and struck out swinging so far in this game. Hamblin working off the stretch with Stewart holding against the runner at first base. And the pitch hits Pavletic in the back as he turned and went down to third. He's all right. He gets up. Goes to first, and Pinson moves to second. So quickly, the Reds have runners at first and second. Nobody out, and Art Chansky coming up. Left-hand batter who has walked and flied to left. Hey, this looks like a good time to light up a cool, the most refreshing taste in smoking today. Cool Silver King. Gordon Richardson is up and throwing again in the bullpen for the Mets. Hamblin now checks, deals a pitch, and it is high. The throw to second, not in time. Chansky was around in bunting position, but pulled about off the ball. It's 1-1. And Jerry Gordy fired that ball down to McMillan at second. Vader Pinson has taken a good lead off in anticipation of the bunt possibility. 1-1 to count to Chansky. He looks down to Coach Dave Brisson, the third, to see if he's bunting or if he's free to swing away here. This will be a 1-1 pitch. He spares the bunt, takes high and away, and again a throw to second. To McMillan, and again Vader Pinson is back safely. Two balls and one strike. Hamblin up and set with runners leading at first and second. The 2-1 delivery. Low and away. So now Hamblin is down behind Chansky. Three balls and one strike. That plate has moved around all night long on Jack Hamblin. And manager Wes Westrum comes out of the dugout and goes to the mound. Dennis Ryband is up and throwing in the bullpen along with Gordon Richardson. And now catcher Jerry Grody is getting called to the mound as well. The Reds have Veda Pinson at second, Don Pavletic at first, nobody out. The Mets are leading by a score of 2-1, and the count to Chansky at the plate is three balls and one strike. The conference at the mound breaks up, and Westrum goes back to the dugout. Chansky settles himself back into the batter's box, left-hand batter, right-hand pitcher, Jack Hamblin. He's up and set. 3-1 delivery. Hit in the air to left field, and Crane Booth going back and over, and he makes the catch. Plays it back and runners hold, one away. Off the bat of the left-hand batter, that ball was tearing away from Crane Pool. He was going back and over. He almost went too far back and had to make the catch about knee height as he reached down to get it. Runners retaining no advance, one away. That'll bring up Darren Johnson. It's the first time that Cranesville has played the outfield since April 17th. Darren Johnson has walked with the bases loaded to drive in a run in the first inning and lined a single right in the fourth inning. Johnson is hitting 154 for the season. Again, Hamilton checked. Here's a pitch. Hit deep to right field. Johnny Lewis racing back, but this one will go to the wall. Off the wall in play. It comes by. Lewis coming back. One run is coming in. And held up at third base is Don Pavletic. It is a double off the wall and right for Darren Johnson. Lane defense has scored, and it's a 2-2 ball game. Darren Johnson with his second run batted in really ripped that one. And here comes Wes Westrum out of the dugout, headed for the mound. His second time out in the inning, a change is mandatory when he crosses the first base line. He has crossed it now, so there will be a pitching change. That will be all for Jack Hamilton, who will be leaving the game with the score tied 2-2, and he will be responsible for the runners on second and third. Darren Johnson hit that ball over the head of Johnny Lewis, off the right field wall on the fly, and it evaded Lewis coming back. One run scored. Hamilton has walked six, struck out two, and the sixth walk, pitcher, is just one shy of the Met club record, held by Roger Craig, who walked seven in 1962 in a game. And now the gate opens out in right field, and coming on is Gordon Richardson. So the left-hander will be taking over here. Two pitch to Leo Cardenas, who'll be coming up with the runners at second and third and one man out. Hamilton will be leaving after having pitched four and a third inning.